On this episode of Good and Well, I'm talking with Coach Kat of Kat's Club Fitness. We're going to be talking about what she believes the fitness industry is getting wrong, the barriers we set for ourselves that prevent us from reaching our goal, and how to have an all-encompassing fitness plan. I'm excited for you to hear this conversation because Kat and I agree on a lot of these fitness industry changes that need to be happening and how we can be a part of that in creating lives that are more fulfilling and more pain-free. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure that you subscribe to the channel. Welcome to today's episode of Good and Well. Today, I'm excited to be talking to Coach Kat of Kat's Club Fitness. We're going to be talking about a lot of things in the fitness industry. I'm excited to talk to Kat today because she has an interesting take on the fitness industry, a different take on the fitness industry than I've heard a lot of people talk about, and it's refreshing, and it is something that I feel that we should all share and talk about. I found out about Kat from my best friend. It is her personal trainer, and she was like, you must listen to this woman and have her share all of her knowledge with you. And so I'm excited to talk to her and have her share all of her knowledge with you. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her on to the chat. If you guys have any questions during this time, please feel free to the chat. She's super knowledgeable and I can't wait for you guys to learn from her, but leave any questions you might have in the chat and we'll get to them and answer them as we're going along in the conversation. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you. It's good to see you as well.
Yes. So
I hope you're doing okay.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Yes. Excited. I'm excited for this.
Wonderful. I'm excited to have you on because as we talked and as I'm excited to share with other people as we get going, I just loved hearing your perspective of fitness and all of the things that in this fitness industry we can be improving upon and ways that we can change. And I think that you are just such a breath of fresh air for that as far as where we should be going and how we can make those changes. So I am definitely excited to have you share that. And I see Hannah joined, which I said she is the one who, you know, introduced me to you and said, you know, you must talk to her. It's going to be a great conversation. So hello, Hannah. Just want to say hi.
Hi, Hannah.
Well, so first of all, I just want to thank you again for coming on and being willing to share all of your expertise with us and your beliefs about fitness, because as we'll get to, what you shared with me and what you believe is something that's not typically heralded in the fitness community. It's some things in the fitness community that it's really a challenge for us to push to the forefront. And so I am grateful that you're willing to take the time to share that with us and just share your perspective on it. So if you could just start and give us your background a little bit, tell us, you know, how you got into the fitness industry, what drove you there. And obviously we see the flag in the background and how that all brings us to where we're at now.
Okay, sure. The part of where I'm from the East Coast. And some people say there's a certain culture to the East Coast that provides a little more honesty, brutal honesty, I guess that's a kind of a, right? That kind of has precursored me with certain people when I say where I'm from. But truthfully, I am more of a naturalist, I guess you could say. I was born in Virginia. I had a loving family. But as a kid, I always felt like something was missing and that stuck with me all the way through my teen years, and I was a bad kid. I did a lot of drugs. I partied a lot. I was on a bad path, and I made a conscious decision all on my own to do a 180 and put my life together and get on track, and that is really where the root of my dedication now to this industry comes from, searching for a way to be a purpose. Led me to the military back in 1998.
Wow.
That's dating me. And ever since then, I'm starting off in fitness there, and really they take everything away from you, which inspired a lot of things we're going to talk about later in the conversation. Mm-hmm. But just to wrap up the intro, I'm 47, from the East Coast, as I said, Virginia. I'm here on a path of purpose, and I guess that's it for how I got to this point living in LA.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's so incredible. You saying too that And what really stood out to me is you saying, you know, you were on this path and you decided to make the 180 change. You decided to make that difference.
Yes.
That I think, you know, is the hardest part of making changes is, you know, there are a lot of people, especially when we're on a path of destruction, you know, personal destruction that people want for us. You know, they want the change for us. So people are like, oh, we want you to be healthy. We want this. And it's very hard to make changes based on what somebody else wants for you.
Precisely.
Right. So you sharing like the decision of your own to make that choice is so powerful to me. And also as we go along and talk about it, how you and I have spoken about people wanting to make the change and having that desire. And so it's so understanding of how you know, being someone who is able to do that yourself, how you use that and the desire to have that show up in other people that you coach as well.
Right. I really want to encourage others to be more aware of their self-care. Mm-hmm. And it's important, in my opinion, of course.
Right.
It's crucial, in my opinion, to pull the best out of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. It looks different. It feels different to each person. So
right.
Instead of having the details of a program in place, I took the time to create a shell of a program that gets filled in little by little by the people that I work with.
Mm.
So it's basically built around them.
Yeah. And I love that. And I
right.
think through all that we've talked about, I love that, you know, how your approach to fitness is. And I'm curious, as you shared that, you know, that you were in the military, how has
yes.
that really fed into what you do, how you do what you do? And, you know, because I think for me, my only knowledge of military, you know, is, you know, or my thought, and I think a lot of people's thought is like super rigid and like you're working out all the time. You're super fit.
Yes.
You know, you're running and you're doing burpees and you're crawling under. I mean, I just, you know, you have this very basic.
Very good.
You know, I have a very basic view of what military training looks like. To me, I'm like, oh,
sure.
God, I don't know if I could ever do that. You know, I think of daily Spartan races. Like, that's what I think of when I think of training
oh,
in the military, because I don't have anything, you know, I've never really asked anybody, but having you to
sure.
talk to, how has that played a role, like what you've done in the military and the mentality as well has played into how you show up as a coach and how you use that in your training today?
Okay, well, it all started on day one, I believe. Just to give you a little background how the service works, before you go to basic, they send you to, they funnel you to in this one location where you get to meet other branches. So you're in the pre-basic training location, and that for me was in Texas.
Okay.
And I was there with the National Guard, the Air Force. I was enlisting into the Army.
Mm.
So we got to meet all these different types of people interested in so many different types of defense for the country
mm-hmm.
and for the nation, I mean, for the world rather. And it was cool to do that. And what they do is they take you through the basics. They allow you to keep all your things at that point, and you're learning how to march, you're learning how to stick together. It seems like, oh, wow, this is going to be so fun.
Right.
And you're there for maybe 14 days or so. But then after that, you go to your basic training station, and that is really where the root of what I do with people comes from, because I believe you have to strip away the distractions in order to force a person to focus on themselves.
Right.
And it really put things into perspective when they took away all of the things we went to basic training with.
Yeah.
All of your pictures, all the things that you love. They take it from you. They give you the clothes to wear. They give you the food to eat. They tell you what time to wake up. And you decide who you are as a person. Am I going to adjust? Am I going to acclimate? Or am I going to rebel and quit? And I saw the spectrum of reactions from people.
Right.
Right. And so when I was watching this, I didn't know in retrospect that being so observant of how people were behaving in that environment would help me now.
Mm.
But it really has paid off in how I read characteristics in people. And I can kind of tell right away if I have someone that's going to commit or not.
Right.
Just
right.
Based upon how they respond to a new environment, it can tell you a lot about a person. So that was the beginning of that.
That's like a little cheat code right there.
There you go. Exactly. So when they come to my place, you're void of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
There are no crowds here. It tends to be you and the facility, maybe one or two other people, maybe up to five.
Yeah.
That's the most I've seen here at the same time.
Yeah,
So,
and it's a great facility. I have
thanks.
visited it, and if you are in the LA surrounding areas, you must go and check it out because it is such an incredible space, and that you've
Thank
turned into this space. And could you explain a little bit like how you turned that space, the space that you had, it's a residential space that you turned into a gym and or in, into this, and Hannah says it's heaven, this wonderful outdoor experience. Can you share a little bit about how that kind of transpired? And there are dogs. Yes, there are dogs too. And they're so cute. I got to see the
They're
dogs too. They're
here.
right there.
Yes, they will make an appearance, I'm sure, at some point.
Wonderful, wonderful.
So, yeah, well, the concept of this really came about in, and by the way, the dates are a little hazy for me because in the mid-2000s, I started to get ill and I ended up growing uterine fibroids. So between 2015 and 2000, let's say, well, maybe 2014 to 2016, things are a little bit hazy for me.
Right.
Major surgery, I almost bled to death.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And so it was a tough time. But I think it was in 2015, 14 that I told my clients around that era that I think I was going to quit the business. And I wanted to quit the business because I was working around other personal trainers. Okay. I realized that that's a problem. Philosophies like don't teach your clients what you know because then they'll leave you. You have to keep them a little stupid. Just really rude stuff like that. And or a trainer once told me, I only teach my clients what I know how to do. Like what?
Oh.
It's horrible. So after a little bit of time in that toxic environment, I told my clients, you know what? I think I'm just going to reset. I'm someone that's good at that because I was homeless for quite some time at a few points in my life, and I'm not attached to material things. So
Right.
I can switch chapters lickety split.
Right.
So I decided I was going to go to Virginia. I hadn't seen my mom in a decade or more, and
Wow.
I thought it was time. And a couple of my clients that I'd been working with were adamant about me staying put. And in order to do that, I was offered an opportunity to bring my dream into fruition. So I
Wow.
have a couple of investors that put up the money to help get the property, to help get the equipment that I wanted to have according to what I do. And it worked out. And I was able to make my dream into a brick and mortar business. And it's probably the best decision that I ever made to stay and do a
Yeah.
social experiment.
Yeah, it's changed so many lives too, like I'm sure your life and then the lives of all the clients along the way. So it's one of those life-changing moments, and it is so cool to see because I come from a background of in my fitness journey of being in a studio for in a boutique studio. So seeing something that can be replicated because you do have a place where you can do spin, where you can bike, you do have a place where you have all of these types of apparatus that you can use for your workout, and you don't have to go to this big gym. But even more than that, you have so much more than just, oh, this isn't a big box gym, this is a space to train. It's so much more than that. So I'd love for you to explain what you have. It's what makes that more, what is that the difference, because even as I was talking to you, you're like, no, this isn't just a space, this isn't just for that, this is so much more. So can you explain what that means to you and what that difference in that extra there, I mean, you can explain as much or as little as you want to, as far as like what you provide in your membership and what that means when you walk through those doors, what that gets you when you come into those doors. But just if you can explain a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, my marketing genius has coined the phrase hybrid gym. Okay. And I love that. You were mentioning the cycling and the weights and all those things. And to be honest with you, as I've moved along the business, I realized that all those different things that are offered in the performance category are just all the same. Whether it's cycling, lifting weights, working with calisthenics, those are all the same. So in a hybrid location, we're going to address the other elements of your lifestyle that need to coincide with the weightlifting and the calisthenics. Mm-hmm. So at my place, 100% of the members receive nutritional support.
So big.
It's really big. So I have a kitchen that all members have access to. You can bring your own frozen fruits here. You can bring anything that you want to put in your smoothies. You can saute your own vegetables here. I mean, in other words, you have full access to my kitchen. You can see how I meal prep, see how I live. And in my opinion, as I like to say frequently, this is an opportunity for people to see how a coach lives so that I can differentiate between someone who's coaching you, who just makes healthy choices, versus someone who's coaching you, who's living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I feel like the only way that I could differentiate those two is to show a person what a healthy lifestyle looks like versus someone who's just making healthy choices. Like, I'll go to the gym 3 to 5 times a week. That's a healthy choice. Right. But then the other elements of your life are not coinciding with it. Mm. You have a high stress job. You don't rest properly. You're not hydrating. You're not consuming the right nutrients. All of those elements cannot be ignored if you're requesting the assistance of a coach or even your own self-coaching. You,
right.
You must have a standard. So yeah.
It's all encompassing for sure. Right. I mean, you have to have all pieces of it for it to be complete, because like you said, saying, oh, I go to the gym 3 days a week, like, okay, that's great.
That's a healthy choice.
Right. But there's so much more to the full living, that lifestyle. And you said that.
So sorry.
Oh, no.
You hear that?
They are fine. They are saying hello. Okay. They have words to say. I am here for it. I think, you know, who doesn't love a little dog chat? I love it. And they were so kind to me when I was there. So.
Yes, they were.
They're just so loving. I love it. So what do you think? Other than, you know, we just talked about the living a healthy lifestyle versus,
the reason why it's all of those things are offered at different big box gyms. Mm-hmm. They can have a kitchen, they can have all of those things. However, there is a sense of relaxation with teaching people that these are necessities, not options. Mm-hmm. So if I have a membership at Equinox, I don't know if Equinox has a kitchen, but I do know that they will serve or sell food, certain things that they will sell. Certain Equinox or LA Fitness will have a little juice bar. Mm-hmm. I've seen that.
Right.
But I just feel like it's an option to people. Mm. You can choose to apply a nutritional foundation to your new foundational program. Here at my place, it is a requirement. It is a requirement. You must at least be able to say to me, yes, Kat, I have a great nutritional plan in order. And I'll say, oh, great. Clear to train on your own. You've got it all worked out. But what I won't have are people coming into this club and choosing to ignore the nutrition, ignore the cardiovascular and respiratory requirements, and just simply lifting weights. And I know that sounds harmless, and I have nothing against entities that support the social aspect. I think that's great. They support the community aspect. I think that's also great. But why does it have to be in lieu of learning about your body's mechanics? Why does it have to be in lieu of matching your nutritional needs to the systems that you're using to train with? Mm-hmm. I don't understand why the big box facilities decide to make it a choice. Choose to do the boring, educating, bland food route, or choose to do the fun community classroom.
Right.
It seems to be like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on a mission to bring them all together and force gyms to be more hands-on with ensuring that all of their members have their programs in order. If you have them in order, you're left alone. If you need assistance, someone should help you so that you're guided in the right direction.
Right. And what I loved, too, about what you do is that you offer the help and you're not charging extra. Like if I were to go to a big box gym and I was like, I need help, they're going to say, well, you're going to need to pay $160 a month then for that help on top of the $260 you're paying for your membership. And you're like, okay, well now I can't afford to eat any healthy food because I'm giving you all my money. Right.
And, exactly.
Because now you're, you know, now you're $400, $500 deep in one gym and one thing that really, as I've seen, and I've had personal trainers at gyms before I was a fitness instructor, and it ended up like, at first it was, you know, tough. And then by the end it was like, girl, what you doing for dinner? Like, you know, it was like the whole, by the end, I'm like, are we
exactly
friends or are we like, are you my trainer? Are you my best friend? Do you want to hang out? Do you love, like,
that's
what's
right
going on here? And you offer all of that as a part of what you offer in your club. You offer the
yes
help, and you are the one who actually does offer that help one-on-one yourself.
Yes, because there needs to be unity with what you're doing. There has to be some sort of cohesive plan. And I just feel, as of now, the common person who loves to go to the gym, I think that's great. I want that time to be as efficient and useful as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of people who have the education and can go on this journey alone. And I love meeting those people. We can have substantive conversations in the appropriate vernacular, talking about mechanics, sport biomechanics, nutrition, all of that. But if you're someone who's been going to the gym 3 to 5 times a week and you can't identify your body parts, we can't have a substantive conversation, you really need the help. So mm-hmm instead of having the excuses, oh, I can't afford the help, you know, I don't have the time. When we're talking about your lifestyle, this is the time.
Right.
And you don't have to pay anything additional. Now, of course, there are upsells and additional mm-hmm products, my hands-on assistance, my one-on-one time. That, of course, is going to cost you a little bit more. But as a general member, you will have someone, me, a certified strength coach, by the way, by your side and holding you accountable for the decision that you've made, the life changing decision that you made. You should never go it alone.
Yeah.
So I just want to facilitate that.
Yeah, that's incredible. And something, you know, and I think how empowering too is it as a person who, as someone who would be a member, someone who's taking a class or taking or working with you in general and going into their fitness lifestyle, how in routine, how incredible and empowering is that if I know what I'm talking about, you know, like for
exactly
me, if I can go and talk to my trainer and say, oh yeah, my hamstrings are, you know, as like, and as a coach at a studio, there are times when, you know, I'll say, you know, engage your hamstrings, engage your core. People are like back your legs, you know, like you're having to, sometimes you have to say like where it is, because people aren't educated on what a hamstring is. Where's your quad? Where is your, you know, tricep? And sometimes it's like, well, where should I be feeling this? And if I say your tricep, they're like, I don't know what that is. Versus like,
exactly,
then if I'm like, oh, the back of your arm, you know, then they're like, oh, okay. But we aren't, you know, as there isn't a lot of education, like you said, in those spaces, in those big box gyms. And unless people choose to do the education on their own, which a lot of times just doesn't happen, then there isn't that knowledge that and that empowerment,
right,
I think, where people should be empowered to do this fitness routine, because it feels so incredible when you know what you're talking about.
Right. Now, we can get a little bit nerdy with this if you want me to. But
go for it.
The true reason why you must identify your areas of your body and understand how each part functions as a whole is because you have neurons attached to this muscle tissue. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't understand where to signal, you're really not having a good go at maintaining
right
lean mass. You cannot progress with lean mass tissue retaining itself if you do not have the neural capacity
mm-hmm
to work with your muscle tissue. So again, it should not be they have the right to choose whether or not they understand what they should fire. Every person, 100% of human beings, should be educated in their neurology enough to move their system appropriately.
Right.
Because when you're 70 years old, 80 years old, or if you get an accident that causes you to lose some function in your body, that neural reception that you train now while you have all of your capabilities will be able to withhold and withstand through trauma when you're in your later years of life.
Right.
So this is the concern for me and why I'm sacrificing so much and taking a huge pay cut, I must
Right.
say, and sacrificing my time and everything into this is because I lose sleep thinking about how many people are so confident walking in the gym because they go every day, but are so unaware that they're lacking the neuroreception to maintain this functionality long term.
Right. And as we talked about too, you and I, about, the tendency for us in society to focus on the aesthetic part of fitness and
Yes.
oh, I got abs, I got muscles, I got all this, which is, it's fair to have that desire. It's fair to have something that like a goal of what you want to like see, but also that what you see is not going to maintain you in the long run. That's not gonna what's gonna be like you said, having a pain-free life. That's not necessarily what's gonna have you at at 70 feeling like you can still run stairs or be active with your grandchildren or whatever the case may be. Those same things don't what it takes to achieve aesthetics isn't necessarily what it takes, and it can overlap at times, of course, but isn't necessarily what it's going to take to achieve long-term stability and health and that ultimately your desire to change the industry into a living pain-free.
Not on its own.
Right.
It has to be supplemented with the things I mentioned earlier.
Right.
Understanding what nutrition needs to feed, what energy systems that you need to use, and you'll be surprised. In one training session, you can pull energy from a variant of energy systems that we have in our bodies. Why would we not want to share all of this data with each and every person? If we know it, we should share it. We
Right.
should not withhold this information at the demand of a big box gym. You're causing
Right.
a disservice doing that.
And what's so interesting is in other realms of like a business, that's what you do. You share your knowledge. The goal is to share the knowledge. If someone's higher up or all these things, the goal is to actually share the knowledge that you have. And for some reason, that same thing hasn't translated to gyms of sharing your knowledge and all of that. But it's like, people write scientific research papers, people, go on
Precisely.
the news and do breakdowns of things or TED Talks and about those things. But there's not the same thing in the fitness industry.
Right. And we can even make it a little bit more basic in explanation for those that may not go to the gym. You may have a nice vehicle that requires a certain type of gasoline. Our bodies have certain energy systems that require a certain types of nutrients on a regular basis. If you're unaware of what energy systems need what nutrients in your body, yet you're forcing your body to manipulate, it is the exact same process as putting a regular unleaded gasoline in your Bentley. Okay? And people fear putting the wrong gas in their vehicles a little bit more than they fear consuming the wrong nutrients for their systems in their internally.
Right.
You will outlast your vehicle if you make the switch.
Right. Pray to God I do. Yes, that's the plan, is to outlast that vehicle. And when you put it in that way, it's one of those things that we put more stock in things like that than we do ourselves. And so what are reasons that you have found, or what's the biggest challenge for you in the space of communicating with people that are interested in working with you and actually choosing themselves? What do you think is our biggest barrier as consumers of fitness in actually going after those fitness goals and achieving those goals?
Well, I think the most in my face
Yeah,
part of it
right.
is
I mean, there's many, but like
there's
what?
many, but the ones that slap me in the face and really trouble me emotionally. It has to deal with people getting angry, literally angry at me because of my consistency with accountability. So it's more like, why are you being so pushy? I can go down the street to 24-Hour Fitness and the trainer will just give me a meal plan and leave me alone about it. I am faced with forcing things upon people that are good for them in the long run scientifically, but a detriment to their ability to detach from the highly backed by money marketing
Right.
that these fitness industry people do, because I can't just say it's big box gyms. It's
Mm,
further than that.
right.
We have representatives in all walks of life in the industry of fitness, perpetuating the exact same thing. How are you going to lead a healthy lifestyle if you're seeking convenient and easy and quick and fast?
Right.
But those are the staples of marketing for a dominant amount of fitness-related products, because that is what people want to hear you say.
The most attractive thing. It's like, oh, I can do this in 5 weeks. Cool. Yeah.
They don't want to hear me say, no, you really must control the things you consume around my classes with you or around your training on your own. Because if you don't, whatever work you're trying to accomplish will give you mediocre results. And even if you receive mediocre results, it will fade. There will be a fading of this benefit.
Right. Yeah, and that is, we live in such a society of that quick. We live in a microwave culture of,
Right.
you start today, the results tomorrow, and you're like, and when you have celebrities and the like selling, tummy teas and lollipop appetite suppressants and all of these things that are, I mean, they just make you poop. That's really all they do. It's, there's no actual, there's no actual anything scientific or anything happening other than a strong laxative that isn't going to be beneficial to you in the long
Funny.
run. But we have people that on some people, unfortunately, that people look up to those type of people, and so they're like, well, so
Yes.
and so did this. So, they were a race trainer, so I'm gonna wear a race trainer and I'm gonna, squeeze everything like the living life out of myself, and then I'm gonna eat a lollipop, and then I'm gonna drink some tea, and then I'm gonna do a detox of like only juice for 5 days, and then I'm gonna be really thin, or and it's, but we
Yes.
watch these people that perpetuate it as if that's the way they achieved what they have, when in reality it's not the case.
Right. So that's the most in-your-face example. And then we have other behavioral issues dealing with PTSD.
Yes.
Oh, I've had many trainers. And first of all, I'm not a trainer. I'm a certified strength coach. So then and there, they're comparing me to a career choice that isn't mine. Okay, so then I'm listening to them, and yes, they're explaining it to me correctly. Oh, you've had many trainers. They don't mind if I'm not following their diet. They don't mind, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay.
Right.
I do, because I need to make sure that I am able to provide what you're asking for.
Right.
Okay, so at the end of the day, I am doing myself a disservice if I allow myself to get lazy with the client and count sessions and do all these other things that have nothing to do with the bottom line, which is I came to you to help me with my health and well-being and my function. Every person 100% comes in the door. Even celebrities will come in the door, and that's the spiel they'll give me. Okay. I feel like when you walk in, you're trying to tell me what I want to hear, or
Right.
maybe what makes you think that'll make me feel good to hear. But a week later, a month later, when I'm still pushing the exact same accountability, oh, you didn't send me any videos from your homework? Well, let's try it again next week. It doesn't go away. I
Right.
don't fade in effort. And
Right.
that can become difficult and contentious when someone's having a bad day, or they just feel like other people around them are at other gyms, other instructors, and they don't have this stress. They don't have to deal with mistakes. And it really breaks my heart, because I know that this is because of the systemic modeling of marketing that has really corrupted the old things that we learned when we were kids. Pack your lunch at home and take it with you to school. Take a nap, right? This all sounds familiar. Eat at home, okay? All of these things that we learned, do your there's the PE every day at PE. We get older and older and older, and because the popular parts of our business are not really touching on that very much, it becomes easy to think that I'm the one that's off. I'm the one that's not thinking correctly. And they look at me and say, you're the only one saying these things, so this must be your problem. This is cat's way. I don't want to do cat's way.
And I think part of it is like, you saying, oh, these people coming in saying, I had trainer after trainer after trainer, and that's
Yes.
part of the point is like, you are not getting
Yes.
results
Exactly.
which is why you think you need to switch trainers. When the
Right.
truth is that there are other certain changes that need to be made that are not happening, which is what you bring to the table of having those changes that actually need to be happening in the accountability. But
Right.
yes, you're going to have trainer after trainer after trainer if that's your mentality, you know, and for you, as you know, as a strength coach, and knowing that you put in, you know, what you're giving to them in, it's like you are giving them the ability to actually make the change versus what, yay, puppies! You're giving them the ability to actually make the change, but you can't do that without their dedication. But their dedication
yes.
is different, because when you say, I've had trainer after trainer after trainer, it gives you, as you know, as the trainer, as the coach of like, oh, well, you aren't doing one part of the bargain somewhere, because you would stick where you were at if you were getting the results, right? Like you would
right.
and keep moving if you were getting the results you wanted, but there's a reason you're coming to me because you want these results. So for me to back off of you would not give you the results you want. And so,
yes,
like, you know, it's just this, it's this circle of, if you want the results, you have to do what I'm asking you, but you don't want to do it because you feel like I'm not doing what you are used to, but what you're used to isn't working. So it's this
and by the way,
circle.
It's right. And by the way, the circle is not the client's fault. The client or the person you're working with, they're unaware that part of this has to do with the instructor not maintaining consistency with infallible principles.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have principles and a standard and a curriculum, and then the curriculum starts to grow as the client grows. So when you were saying results, those would be the initial results.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
There has to be a point where you're done trying to drop 40 pounds, where mm-hmm. you're done trying to drop 10% body fat.
Right.
Okay. When you get past that, then you're supposed to graduate or improve into a more complex mode of training, more neurological, more explosive. It doesn't end.
Right.
And if you grow with your instructor, then the instructor grows with you. So then what we strive for becomes more mature.
Mm-hmm.
The training becomes more advanced.
Right.
And yeah. we learn together at that point. Now we're learning together.
Right. And it's like any other thing where, you know, you go to therapy, for example, and you're talking to somebody and you reach this level of realization and you're like, oh, I've gotten to this level of understanding of this part about myself. There's still room to go. Like, you can learn about yourself
yes.
forever. You can learn about, I mean, you can learn about any topic forever. And we
right.
tend to, in the fitness industry, say, this is my goal. I reached it. I'm good. You know, and then we run away. And then it's like, then, you know, a couple months later, we're like, oh, I gained all my weight back. Or
exactly.
you know, this, yeah.
I want that cycle to end.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way it's going to end if the people that they're coming to for help breaks the cycle. It can't be the client. That's why they're coming for help. It's not their fault.
Right.
It has to be a priority of the person taking the money and accepting the responsibility.
Right.
And the same thing goes for the gym itself. Whomever opens a gym should be responsible for making sure all members, regardless of their enrollment status, is actually improving.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a task force, a team, you know, of doctors and or a mixture of maybe medical people, movement specialists, biologists, just a very interesting eclectic group of
mm-hmm.
people who, you know, belong with the cellular community, which
right.
is what we are. We are cells.
Right.
And we get together and we go to these facilities and we talk to these clients or members and see, okay, so where are you in your training? What is your format now? What modules are you studying? And speak to them like we should speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're choosing to train yourself, we should be able to have an eloquent conversation using the proper vernacular of anatomy and not have any issues. If someone has issues with that, then they should get the help. We should offer the help to them. Let's get
mm-hmm.
you on track so you can have discussions with your doctor that become a little bit more beneficial to the other health-related components of fitness.
Right.
You know, because when you go talk to your doctor, you realize if you could actually speak to your doctor on a cellular level,
yeah,
the doctor can provide you with more curated support. People don't realize that.
Right. And it's so hard to advocate for yourself when you don't know what you're asking for or for
Exactly.
what reasons. And I mean, I know that I've found that, you know, as a frustrating spot when I'm going to the doctor of not being able to fully, you know, say this is the support I need or this is the help I needed. You know, you go in and then you leave being feeling frustrated because you're like, they didn't understand what I was talking about. They haven't, you know,
Right.
I didn't explain enough well enough for them to know what was wrong with me. And now I'm just left feeling like I paid a bill and you didn't do anything or tell me how to get
That's
help.
right.
And now I'm just here, you know, and it's a lot of frustration that adds to the top of it because you're not getting the help that you need. And the same thing would happen in fitness of, you know, I'm trying to explain what I'm struggling with of, you know, fitness or where I'm feeling pain. And if someone can't help you do that for yourself or understand those body parts and mechanics, then you're still once again in that frustration part of like, well, no, that's not what I'm trying to explain to you. Or like, I'm trying, but I,
yes.
You know, but being able to have the conversation is so important.
Yes. And by the way, your general practitioner, he's a part of your fitness team. That is,
I love that you said that.
It's not a separate thing. That's the point. The gym is not all encompassing of fitness. It's only one particular piece of it.
Right.
So, you know, I'm looking for the help. I want to find other instructors. I want to find chefs. I want to find anyone dealing with putting anything or dealing with the body in some way, whether it's feeding people, stretching people, if you're a chiropractor, whatever it is. I want to create a better community of health-minded individuals that want to help people be more accountable for their programs and what they're doing.
Yeah, it sounds like a beautiful world to live in, all the accountability. And I love so much that you know, including your doctor and your, you know, and your fitness goals and things like that, because I think for me too, it's a lot of things I've heard from people is, oh, well, you know, my doctor said I need to lose 10 pounds. Like, and that also in that space, it's, there's no other than that. They're not getting more than that from their doctor other than you need to lose 10 pounds because this level's high or this number's high. And actually having, you know, a full conversation with your doctor, with your fitness instructor, with your, you know, everybody together would be so incredible because that is, you know, a team. And then that, and even if you look at people that are in like the entertainment industry, for example, they've got a team that keeps, you know, they have a personal doctor, they have a chef, they have a fitness, you know, they have a team that actually works on building that machine because, and a lot of them, you know, like Beyonce, for example, she's, you know, she's an athlete out there. I mean, the performance that she puts on would not be possible if she didn't have a team that kept her the way able to move her body, able to, you know, fuel her body. All of those things would not happen without a team and doctors that make sure she's hydrated and all of those things. But we think, oh, well, that's Beyonce. But it's like, no, you matter too. Like, you're you, and not just Beyonce deserves all of those things. You do as well for your health and your wellness.
Well, I mean, exactly. I mean, you really get it. And part of that is because you're in the industry as well. So you can see that as logical. But like I said, after 5 years of running this social experiment, it really isn't as logical to the person who's been systemically conditioned to look for easy, fast, you know, like the meal plans are out there.
Right.
They'll make all your food for you. And it's just an odd thing because it just doesn't fit with how our cells work to have the same thing you eat every day.
Right.
And it's just, you know, to be honest with you, to help block all of those problems out with my private clients, I usually go with them to the doctor. And if I miss the appointment with them, if I have something else I'm doing, I can email with the doctor. I can find out what it is they're seeking this patient to do and how I can be a part of that. So I think that is important for your instructor to go with you to these appointments. If they can, schedule it around the instructor, or if the instructor can get that day to go. That is the most ideal way to teach your client how to talk to the doctor in the future. If they can hear you talk to their doctor, they can learn how to speak to many medical professionals,
right,
you know, in the future. So I think it's important to go to these appointments, at least one appointment, if you're, let's say your client sprained their ankle and they have PT, as an instructor, you should go to at least the last PT appointment. So then you can get their walking papers. Where are we going to pick up your training from your PT? And make sure the PT is comfortable with you and you know each other. That builds respect. And that's how Beyonce's team works. Right. Everyone talks with each other. And Beyonce is not an athlete. Beyonce dabbles in athleticism, which is what we're all doing. We're all dabbling in athleticism, okay? And some of us can become elite, and our athleticism can get us in the pros, or our athleticism can be labeled as an athlete because now you have all components under control. You understand your neurology as far as your body is concerned. You have a sound, fundamental nutritional plan that morphs and moves as like your body does. And that's it. So you can become an athlete when you apply the education. All pro athletes are provided the education.
Right.
Because we need them to carry on their homework and do the things that they need to do off season. So they have to be on top of things. So it you can't distance yourself from the focus and call yourself an athlete. Beyonce is an entertainer. She's not an athlete. She doesn't have to learn these things. And maybe over the years she has. We don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm not really sure if she falls into an athlete category because she may just be very disciplined at following the things that she's told to do versus implementing them to herself.
Correct. Yes. That's very true.
Yeah. I think everyone who can implement the program to themselves and maybe consult with a professional coach when they hit a roadblock. You know, or they need an upgrade. But you're an athlete once you're understanding of your cellular makeup and how to take care of yourselves.
Yeah, and that's a great feeling and knowledge to know, like, oh, I can, you know, I can advocate for myself. I can make sure that I have the power to live a long, healthy life and, you know, as you said, a pain-free life. And that means that being an end goal. I mean, for me, it is. I, you know, not everybody has the same goal, but for me, it is like to get to old age, knowing that I have, you know, that I'm able to walk, that I'm not, you know, struggling to get down the stairs, or I'm not struggling to just do basic movements. That I'm like, oh, all of these things I can, you know, my body still moves well. I know, like, oh, I need to use this part of my body in order to do this exercise or to do this life function, because a lot of what we do for exercise moves into our functions, like lunges help you walk up the stairs. There are all types of things that we don't think about when we do exercise, of like, oh, this is part of basic normal day-to-day function that I do on a daily basis.
I mean, that's what we're supposed to be doing in the gym anyways. You're supposed to be training for your function.
Right.
So isn't it funny how you have to point that out?
Yeah. Yeah, and it takes away, because there is that, you know, in big box gym studios, boutique fitness, all of that, all in the light, is that's not the focus on a lot of it, is not to educate the member and say, or the client, say, these are the reasons that you're doing this. That's unfortunately not a lot of the focus, is to explain the reasons, explain the musculature behind it. It's kind of just like, get get the class done, and now moving on, and like, let's usher in the next group, and in and out, and so that is, the money making, it is about money in the sense of that, and how we approach fitness and how we, you know, support fitness. And even, you know, as you were, we kind of talked about, and I know we only have like 10 minutes left, but just quickly, how
talk to you for hours.
You're like, we're just getting started. We can have a part two.
But
how you were speaking about, and now I'm losing my train of thought because I got like nervous. So like, we only have a little bit of time left. But it was something that we were talking about, during, you know, COVID, a lot of money was spent on keeping restaurants open and keeping, you know, those types of businesses open, but not fitness industry. And that a lot of people suffered in the fitness industry because of the focus on that. And we lost a lot of the focus on fitness, health, all of those things during COVID.
Right. You know, I would say, just to speak on a previous point you were making, I truly believe that if people are taking the SoulCycle and all those classes, that's there's nothing wrong with that. Right. I want to make it very clear.
Right, right, right.
It is a module of training. There's nothing wrong with it. But if that's your chosen, you know, aspect of training that you're going to focus on long term, you should get a basic personal training certification, because then at least you have the tools to understand, and it can motivate people. When you are working on your own body and you're doing your own weightlifting, if you get certified, you'll have all the foundational information, plus it will motivate you, because you're then going to have a little bit of cellular information, and it may halt you from being so reckless with the other components of your program, because it turns you in alignment with the coach in you.
Right, right, right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's kind of like, you can still go to all those classes, but if you get certified in some sort of training certification, you're then qualified to be able to switch modules without any concern or fear. Because I think people stick to one thing, sometimes out of fear, and then that fear leads to the ignorance. You know what I mean? So it perpetuates the same cycle in a different way.
Correct.
And as for COVID, the funding from the federal government for restaurants was a clear indication of our nation's priorities. Because restaurants, whether they were feeding healthy food to you or not, received federal support, because there was such an uproar from the communities about how they missed going to their favorite place to eat. But gyms were in parking lots, shut down parallel to the restaurants, suffering, you know, trying to figure out how to do this stuff online. And no federal support was given because the community uproar isn't there. The GYMS Act has been sitting in Congress now for months. It's already been written. Dianne Feinstein and a few other members of Congress have been pushing tirelessly to get the GYMS Act pushed through Congress and set as a priority, as the restaurants were. And it's not looking so good, you know, and if you're a personal trainer or coach or a big box gym even, and you don't have your paperwork in order, the issue with that is you may not be qualified for the funding because you didn't file taxes correctly. You know, your PPP won't be forgiven because you don't have, you know, the proper documentation. So it really is important for anyone listening, if you're choosing to run a business, if you're choosing to get into this field, you have to create your own paperwork or hire a bookkeeper and have a CPA, because when things like these tragedies happen, you have to be able to get support when the federal government doesn't have your back. And that's how I received my funding. I had my paperwork in order. I've been keeping really good notes. And it worked to my advantage, but I lost 18 months of revenue, and I've only received 12 months of relief. So even though I'm still in the hole, I won't raise my prices. I'll still offer all the services, because at the end of the day, this is my passion and my purpose. And all I want to do is find more people who back up this theory of self-care and healthcare versus just the performance-related parts of your training.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so important. And I think that's such a good, like soundbite to end on, because it was so like wrapped up with a bow. Was perfect.
Thank you.
So thank you for that. Cause it's then like awesome. Everything together, but I do want to give you a chance before we go, just to give people where they can find you, how they can connect with you if they want, if this is something that they're interested in, if that's something they're like, oh, I want to be part of that task force, or, you know, or any
right,
other questions
exactly.
that they can ask you.
I'm looking for chefs. I'm looking for coaches. You know, people who are ready to work hard in entrepreneurship, though. Not people who kind of don't have the business together and aren't looking to get their business together. I need people who really want to put in the work and invest in themselves, and I will invest in them. So Cats Club Fitness is the name. It's spelled with a C. It's actually a CCF, Cats Club Fitness. And if you just Google Cats Club Fitness, literally Google it, I am everywhere.
Yes, I you are. I Google before.
Purpose. I fill the whole front page of Google, I think, now. I've really been working on that. So
amazing.
I think
it's amazing. Just marketing 101. You crushed that too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I pray, you know, that we can have more conversations like this in the future.
Yes.
I really appreciate you reaching out. I appreciate Hannah for
Yes,
stepping up
thanks for
and
the hook
making,
up.
I know, right? She's very valuable.
Yes,
And I'm honored to take care of her, you know?
she's incredible and my best friend. So I'm so glad that she introduced us, and I'm so grateful again for you for just coming on and sharing your thoughts and your perspective, because it is a perspective that I
You.
think we miss a lot of in the fitness industry. So having that is just that it's just that breath of fresh air and that new way to look at fitness that I hope everybody listened to. If you are just joining or you joined us late, make sure that you guys will go back and watch. It will be live, or it'll be posted
Yes.
after this live on Instagram, so you can watch it whenever you want to. And also, hopefully this weekend, I've been having issues with my computer, but hopefully this weekend it will be up on the podcast as well. So it'll be on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. So you can listen instead of watch if that's your jam too. But thank you
Yes.
so much, Kat. I really appreciate it. And I need to come by and see you again and
I
have,
hope so.
and have a
Yeah,
bite to
come
get
and
my Hannah.
play. We should have just a play date.
Yes. Yes, we should. That we should do. That we should do.
Yeah, okay, cool. All right. Bye,
All
everyone.
right, bye. Thank you, guys.
Okay, what do I do? Do I just push a
You just
button?
hit
How
the
do I
X
get
and
out
you'll
of
be
here?
good to go.
Okay. Oh, I can
Bye.
reply to these chats, right?
Yes.
All right, awesome. All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. Hopefully, you learned a lot and you can take it along with you on your own personal fitness journey. Next week, I'm going to be talking to Vanessa Carroll, who is a health coach and EFT practitioner. I can't wait to get information from her and learn how we can be better to ourselves and heal our stress and our bodies. Talk to you next week.